Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Cecil Woodham Smith's biography of Florence Nightingale. Sophie, I have to ask, what's your take on the lady with the lamp?
Sam, I'm so glad you brought this one. Honestly, before I read this book, I had this picture of a serene angel gliding through hospital wards. But Woodham Smith's portrait is so much more complex. Florence was a ferocious statistician and a relentless reformer, not just a gentle caregiver.
Right? The whole lady with the lamp thing, it's almost misleading. I mean, she did walk the wards at night, but that was a tiny part of what she did. She spent most of her time in a cramped office, writing furious letters and analyzing data.
Exactly.
And that's what makes her so fascinating. She used statistics as weapons. She created these diagrams, coxcombs, to prove that more soldiers died from disease than from battle wounds. It was like 7-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, 7 died from disease for every 1 killed in battle. And she used those charts to bludgeon the government into reforming the Army's medical system. It's not the image you'd expect, but it's so much more impressive.
And she did it all from her sickbed. After the Crimean War, she was bedridden in with chronic pain and fatigue, but she turned her bedroom into a command center. She wrote reports, drafted legislation, and bullied ministers into action.
It's almost unbelievable. She was the hidden hand behind the Royal Commission on the Health of the Army, and she founded the Nightingale Training School for Nurses, which basically created the modern nursing profession.
But here's the thing, Sam. She wasn't a warm, easy person. She was demanding, intolerant, and often cruel to those closest to her. She drove her mother and sister to despair, and she treated her assistants as instruments, not people.
Yeah, the book doesn't shy away from that. She used her own illness as a weapon to get her way. She was a master of emotional manipulation. It makes you wonder, could such a difficult person be so effective?
That's the paradox. Her compassion wasn't soft and sentimental. It was a cold, intellectual fury. She didn't love humanity in the abstract. She loved the idea of a world without preventable suffering, and she was willing to sacrifice everything to achieve it.
And that includes her own happiness. She was tormented by doubt and a sense of unworthiness. She saw God as a stern master, not a loving father. That internal conflict drove her relentlessly, but it also made her profoundly sad.
Yet, her legacy is immense. She reduced the mortality rate at Scutari from 42% to 2%. And her book, Notes on Nursing, was a worldwide bestseller that changed how ordinary people thought about health and illness.
And she did all that even though she never accepted the germ theory of disease. She believed in miasma, bad air, but her methods of cleanliness and ventilation worked anyway. It's a great lesson that you can be effective without perfect understanding.
Absolutely. She was a saint, but a terrifying one. A healer who fought like a warrior. And her lamp wasn't just a light for the suffering. It was a beacon of a new world where suffering is a problem to be solved, not an act of God.
That's the takeaway for me. She proved that compassion isn't enough. You need knowledge, organization, and an unbreakable will. She was a woman who mastered the tools of her society, data, logic, and influence to break free from its constraints.
And if you want to explore more stories like this, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. They've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Florence Nightingale's life reminds us that true greatness often comes with a price. She changed the world, but she paid for it with her own peace. We'll see you in the next one.